You're listening to the Bible for Normal People, the only God-ordained podcast on the internet. Serious talk about the sacred book. I'm Pete Enns.
And I'm Jared Bias.
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bible for Normal People podcast. And Jared and I, we want to take a few minutes and just explain what we're doing here. Why are we bothering with yet another podcast in this universe that's clustered with podcasts? And about the Bible, and what is driving us to do that, what's motivating us to do this. And, you know, I can speak for myself. I've got these questions that really, if I stop to think about it, ever since probably I was in high school, that I've only began to articulate later on, which is, you know, what is the Bible? What's it there for? And what the heck do I do with it? Because it is an odd book. It's ancient. It has, you know, questionable morality. And yet it's the Word of God. And those are questions that I've always sort of struggled with, not always in a bad way, but in a very good way. And, you know, the more I began to be vulnerable about that with other people, Jared and I have had similar experiences about, you know, not always getting along in certain contexts with talking about the Bible. But, you know, the more I began to be vulnerable with people, you know, people are just coming out of the woodworks because people don't have anyone to talk to. They feel isolated. They feel lonely. And there's no need for that. People have been talking about the Bible for a very long time. And so we wanted to do something talking about the Bible, having guests on, practitioners and scholars, Christians and Jews, talking about the scripture and what it means to them and what it means to read it and to understand it and to engage it.
Yeah. And I think as we reflected on this intro podcast here, before we get into all these conversations, I was just thinking, it's really the seed for this was about 10 years ago, I think it's been now, mm-hmm. where, you know, you and I, Pete, were sitting in coffee shops on a regular basis at a certain point in both of our lives where we felt like we were asking, as we have been, I think both of us since we were really young, what is the Bible? That's why we went to seminary. That's why we're teaching. That's why we were pastoring. And realizing that in our context, asking those questions wasn't okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't okay to ask, what is the Bible and what do we do with it? Because our traditions already had those answers. Right. They knew what the Bible was. Right. They knew what we were, mm-hmm. and we yeah. weren't satisfied with that. And so I think, you know, this idea of the Bible for normal people started with us sort of saying, where can we ask these questions? And finding more and more people who also was asking that question. Where can we talk about this? Mm-hmm. Where can we bring our doubts, our questions, not out of necessarily even a place of faithlessness, but more out of a desire to be faithful, to take the Bible mm-hmm. seriously.
And seeing ourselves on a journey of faith rather than having to protect a fortress or rebuild a wall, which has been, you know, a very important metaphor for me, a pilgrimage or journey metaphor. And, you know, allowing the Bible to be the Bible with all its ups and downs, its warts and its bruises, its triumphs and its down points, as a way of accessing a communion with God, an understanding of who God is, and an understanding of who we are and what we do in this world, and treating the Bible like a rule book or an owner's manual or sort of a field guide to what to do every day, it doesn't have any explanatory power for us. It's doing something else. So what is it doing? Good question. What is the Bible, right? What do we do with it? And we both feel that's a question that isn't asked nearly enough from places where you'd like to hear it,
yeah,
like maybe church.
And even when it is asked, I would say, you know, in my experience, I just remember being in seminary and learning all of these concepts and saying, why don't everyday people understand or get access to these amazing conversations? I mean, there are some really great scholars doing really great work that could really change how we see the Bible and how we read it. And, you know, when I would go to the congregations, people didn't have access to that. And so, you know, really trying to bring the scholarly work, and we'll have some really great people on who are really smart and doing really fun things with the Bible, mm-hmm. but asking them to talk about it in a way that everyday people can relate to
right.
and understand.
You know, I went to seminary and then a graduate school after that, and it was basically one big aha moment after another. And not everybody has a chance to do that,
right?
Exactly. Nobody has the time to do that or the money to do that. And, you know, I didn't have the money either, but I needed to explore this stuff. I just absolutely had to. I couldn't sit with familiar answers to what I thought were difficult questions. And, you know, why not have that conversation more broadly with people who themselves are asking those questions, and intelligent people who are thinking and reading and pondering, who have lived life, who have suffered, who have a lot of questions as a result. And there isn't always an easy place to go. Right. And hopefully on this podcast, just by listening in, something might trigger, something might help. We have a diverse group of people who are coming onto the podcast, different walks of life, who've experienced different things, and they're going to talk about their faith journey and the Bible, how it fits in with that. And, you know, learning in community is a great thing. And that's what we're doing. We're creating a community online for people to talk about things that you can't always talk about in the very place where you should be able to talk about it, which is church.
And we're not, I think, you know, I don't think we're interested in having some sort of agenda about the Bible. I think we're coming to this curious and open and interested mm-hmm. in learning all the various perspectives. Like you said, a lot of people we're going to talk to have different experiences. They come from different religious traditions, different backgrounds, but all with a unique take on the scriptures. And that can inform the conversation. I think that's what we're really after, is mm-hmm. a conversation.
And it's definitely not about arriving at the final right. answer, but allowing people to formulate those answers for themselves by bringing in a chorus of voices of people who have thought about this deeply and probably earned the right to be listened to. Well, there you have it, folks. That is that's sort of what we're about. And hang on, I think we're going to have a good time, and we're going to begin our first episode. And we have Rob Bell on that, and he's going to talk from his own point of view what the Bible is and what it means to him.